Daf Hey. So let's just review the Bam of Dalim and Beis, because we're going to spend the next day and a half, or a daf and a half, learning the shitas of Abaye and Rava. So just review one more time. The end of Dalim and Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, five lines up. Abaye says, Kol milsa de Amar Rachmana lo sa'avid, anything that Torah tells you not to do, im avin mahani. If you do it, it takes effect. It has some chalos in this world. Because these hakadaita chalomani, if it has no effect, no totzah, am I lucky? Why are you getting malchus for? So Abaye thinks that the only time one would get malchus is if there's a certain outcome to your actions. Rav Amar, no. Lo mahani mide, nothing takes effect. You do a lav, it doesn't have any chalos. But behind the lucky, the reason why you get malchus is mishum de'avar amemer de'achmanahu, because you violated what Hashem told you. You went against His will, you disobeyed Him, and therefore you get punished. Even though your aveira doesn't create anything necessarily, you get an aveira on the maisa, while Abaye says you get an aveira on the totsav. That's what the big machlokus is. So we're going to spend today's daf going through various areas of the Torah where we see questions both for Abaye and Rava back and forth. So the daf begins at the top of Hamad Aleph at Meisive. Meisive, they ask a question. We said we learned yesterday's daf is in of being ma'anis a woman. So ones shegirish, a person is ma'anis a woman, and he is then forced to marry her. He divorces her. Same Yisrael, who, if he's Yisrael, who's allowed to marry a grusha, so who machzir v'ein or loki, remarries her and doesn't get malchus. Now, if you're going to say, if Rav is really of the opinion that whenever you violate the command of Hashem, you get malchus, even though what you have done has no effect, so shouldn't he be getting malchus in this case? Granted, he's allowed to remarry her, and his divorcing really had no effect because he gets remarried, but he did it against Hashem's word. So shouldn't he be getting malchus according to Rava? So tiyuf to the Rava. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Rava. Rava says back, shiny hasam, there is different. Damar kra, the pasuk says, koyamav be'amad v'hichsir. You have to always remarry. What does it mean you always remarry? If you look at Rashi explained, as Rashi says, where did that line go? Rashi? Here we go. Lo, the first narrow line, Rashi. Lo yuchal l'shalcha koyamav. Dimashva koyamav lo yuchal l'shalcha. That his whole life he can't send her away. He can't divorce her. Dim girish yachzer. If he divorces her, he remarries her. The koyamav, his whole life is ba'amun v'hichzer kai. V'hilkach lo avra meimer d'achamon. It's as if he didn't violate an aver. There's not even a law to speak of. Since he always has to remarry her, the gerishin is in essence ineffective. And therefore it's as if he didn't even do a maisa avera. And that's how Rava gets around this problem of there's no Aveira, and therefore there is no Malkus. It's a big Chiddush, but that's how he understands the lambdas going on here. So then the Gemara says that Ulabaye, according to Shita of Abaye, who says that when a person does a lav, it does take effect. So the Gemara says, Ilav, so Ilav dam rachmana, Koyamav, had not said the word Koyamav, Hava mina, Isurahu de Avilei, Ibai Lahadir, Ibai Lo Lahadir Kamashvalan. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi to explain. Rashi says, Ula Baye, Damar, Deheicha de Mahani Laka, Ava Ilam Hani Lav Laka, that you only get Malkus when it takes effect. And when it's no Mahani, La Mahani, you don't get Malkus. So in this case, we know why you don't get Malkus, because his Gerishin was ineffective, because he has to remarry her. So Lididei, says Rashi, Lamai Itzrech Lemichtav Koyamav, what's the need for Pasuk? If he understands whenever there is a there's no chalos, there's no malchus, so even without the word koyamav, you would understand there's no malchus here. So Rashi explains, Lashminan, to teach me, the kai ba'amud v'hichzer, v'hachi lalaki, mishum dehavi kumase. Afil loksiv koyamav, shmeinan lididei, this part of the question still, the lalaki came to l'mani diachal achzir. So this part of the question. So what's the answer then? So the answer is, back to the Gemara says one more time. Now read this inside after understanding the question. Ula Bai, the Gemara says one more time. Ilav dam rachmana koyamav, had not said the word koyamav. Hav Amina would think, Isurhu de Avilei. There's an Isur involved. But Ibai lahadir, Ibai lo lahadir. He has the option of remarrying her if he wants to, or if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to remarry her. And therefore, the word koyamav tells me, kamashman koyamav, that he has to marry her. But in terms of the question of malchus or not malchus, it's pashit for Abaye. You're not going to get malchus because your gerishin, the iser, is really ineffective. It has no permanent chalos.
But lahadir means that it was effective, right? In other words, according to Abaye, we're saying that it wasn't chalos. Or are we saying there's no chalos because of the fact you had to go bring her back?
Since there's an option of you being able to undo it, that shows you that the that which was done was not at least permanently effective. And that apparently is sufficient for Abaye as to not be being considered a hamani, and therefore there's no malchus. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Lishnach.
But let's say he didn't say Koyama, right?
Yeah.
I'm having to finish. So he's still over
He's over the...
It says,
he's saying the point is, according to Abaye, you only get Malkos if your lav is effective. If there's a certain outcome that takes place, a certain chalos. So in this case, the chalos isn't there because since he's allowed to remarry her, tells us the gerushin was ineffective. So since the gerushin is ineffective, that means a lav, in essence, is not really a lav, and of course there's no malchus. So you don't need a pasuk of koyamov to tell me there's no malchus. Even without koyamov, there's no malchus since he has to remarry her, or he has the option to remarry her. Right? The pasuk says...
But so what's the kamash milon?
The kamash milon is that the word koyamov saying, not only do you have an option to marry her, you must, it's a requirement to marry her. But in terms of the question of malchus, which is what our focus is, that was pasha, you don't get malchus.
Right.
Because since the gerushin is not permanent, he has the option of remarrying her, which we then learn is really he's required to remarry her. Those both tell us that it's not completely mahani, and therefore there are no malchus even without the pasuk of koyamov. So just asking him koyamov is superfluous for shittas abai. So this first piece I think is the only hard part of this discussion. I think the rest of it kind of flows after this particular example. The Gemara is still on this example. It says Lishna Achrina, another version of this question. The Gemara now is just turning the question, really focusing first on Shita of Abaye, not to Rava, the way they initially presented the question. So the Gemara says Lishna Achrina, Meisive Ones Shegirish Im Yisraelu Machzir Veino Loke. So if Yisraelu, so then he has to remarry her, and he doesn't get malchus for it. Vim Kohen, but if he's a Kohen, where we know a Kohen can't marry Gusha, even his own Gusha, then since he can't remarry her, he's loki, he gets malchus, because his Avera was effective. Veinu machzir, he's not allowed to remarry her. So Katani, we draw out from this Braisa, Im Yisrael hu machzir. So if he's the Yisrael, he's able to remarry her, and it's Tiyufta de'abai. Why is it Tiyufta de'abai? So if you look at Rashi explains, Lishna achrina Tiyufta de'abai, Damar le'el de'mahani. Deha chazina hacha b'lo yucha l'shalcha d'lo mahani d'yachal achzira b'kash abaye. So what's that question? So we said above that Abaye is the one who holds that you get malchus whenever mahani, whenever it works. We see here b'lo yucha l'shalcha you can't divorce her d'lo mahani. It doesn't work because he has to remarry her, and therefore it's a question on. One second. It's switching the question around. It's more not a question about the malchus, it's a question on whether a lav is effective. So according to Abaye says whenever you do a lav, the lav has a certain chalos, but in this case it doesn't have a chalos. Because since he divorced her and now the pasuk says he has to remarry her machzir, that clearly shows us a lav doesn't necessarily have a chalos, does not have an outcome, a result to it. So this is a question not on the malchus, but really a question on the effect of a lav. And the Gemara says, no, in general...
Meaning if it wouldn't have effect, he wouldn't have to even go back and machzir.
There's not even a lav to speak of here.
Right.
There's no lav. So the fact that he's allowed to remarry her tells us that there's no lav in the first place. So the Gemara tells us, no, in general, whenever there's a lav, there's a chalos. The lav is mahani. But Shani Hasim, this case is different. This is a special case where the Torah tells you that his lav is ineffective. He has to remarry her. But had it not been for this pasuk, the gerushin would have taken effect. Even though he did a lav, his lav does have a chalos in this world, and that's consistent with Shita of Abaye. Rava responds back, Rava Amar, no. Rava Amar Lecha. Ilo kasser achmana koyamav had not said the word koyamav, because again Rava says when you do a lav, even though you violate the memor of the achmana, it has no chalos. So now here this is a good example, because you divorced the lady and you have to remarry her, so your lav didn't work, your gerushin doesn't work, you have to marry her. So according to Rava, the question becomes, so why do you need the word koyamav? Whenever there's a lav, we know of course the gerushin is able to be undone. So he says ilo kasser achmana koyamav had not said the word koyamav. So then, have amino lil kavil hader. I would think that the guy should first get malchus for being over the meimer de achmana, and then he should have to remarry her as well. To have a lav greda, because there's a lav dichsev lo yuchal l'shalcha. You can't send her away, so you should get malchus for that. So then, that's why the pasuk tells me, "Ahachi kasser kra kol yamava." So to tell l'shavu leones the losase shenitek lase vein lokan alavim. To tell me, no, this is not just tam alav that stands alone and aseh that stands alone. Kol yamav tells me that the aseh of remarrying here is really undoing the lav in the first place. It's a lav nitek lase, in which case there is no malchus. But it had not had been for the word kol yamav, so then the losase alone lo yuchal l'shalcha, that would have been sufficient to warrant malchus. So this, I believe, is the only real confusing piece of this discussion.
But according to Rava, shouldn't it be that at all the gerushim are not even he shouldn't even have to go back? The gerushim shouldn't be chal at all. No.
According to Rava.
Meaning according to Rava that it's lo mehani. Once he did it, okay, he gets malchus because he went against what the Torah says. But he shouldn't get anything because the gerushim are really no gerushim.
He should get malchus, you're saying?
No, malchus is okay because he went
over Dachman, right?
But the gerushim itself shouldn't be chal at all.
So
he shouldn't have to go back and remarry.
Right. So what we're learning from here is that the gerushim takes effect, but it's not able to. It can't stay that way. Yeah, I mean, when we first saw the statement here, we thought that when you over Rachmana, but lo mahani meant that the gerushin wasn't even chal, which is what your question is.
Right.
The Gemara says, no, it's chal, but you have to do something to undo the gerushin.
Right.
So there's a temporary chalos that takes effect here. That's what comes out from this.
But it does. It's a little bit hard on Svara because it shows that there is certain chal.
You know, right, we're tweaking it. I mean,
it kind of like makes more. Falls better on Navai than on Rava.
No, I mean, because even for him, we had challenges. We were going, as we'll go see, neither one is so pure.
Okay.
And this is a subject of much machlokas throughout all the Achram, how to figure out what is really machlokas. But you're right. We are definitely tweaking the initial approach of what Abai and Rava were saying. It doesn't mean it's not really effective. It is effective, but we just don't let it stay effective. So then the Gemara says, next example is Hare Torim Min Hara. There's an iser when it comes to separating truma. So you're supposed to use the best quality fruit to be truma and not give the kohen the worst fruit. So let's say the guy takes the bad fruits to exempt all the good fruits. So now he's giving the bad fruits to the kohen as a truma, the ra al yafa. The Achmana Amar, the Torah tells me, the whole pasuk reads, Mikol matnosecham tarim, it's called chumas Hashem, Mikol chelba, chelba is the chel, the fat, which is always like the juicier parts, the muvchar, the better parts. You're supposed to take from chelba, chelba in, the fattier parts, yes, and girin low, and the worse fruits you don't give as chuma. The Tanah, the Mishnah says, Ein tormim na ra al yafe, you shouldn't do this, but im tarim chumas chuma, if one does separate the ra al yafe, it is effective bidyevin nonetheless. Alma, we see from here, mahani, that it does work, that even though you violate a lav, it has effect. It's a tiyufta de rava. So Amr lach rava, rava says back, no. Shiny Hasim, the case of Truma is different. Ki Rebbe Yolai, the Amar Rebbe Yolai, Minayin the Tarmin Aral Yafe Shet Truma Sal Truma, that Bidiyeved the Truma is Chal Shenamar Velo Sisu Alav Chet Barim Chem Es Chelbo Mimenu. Don't have a sin when taking Truma. So what does it mean? Velo Sisu Alav Chet Im Einu Kadosh Nisu Chet Lamel. If there's no Kadosh, nothing, no Truma took effect. So then there's no Chet to even speak of then. So the fact that the Torah is calling it a chait, that implies that there is a chalos. So Mikan, we'll read the Tosin in just a second to explain probably what's bothering you. Mikan, l'torim min hara al ha-yafeh shetshumas ha-tshuma. There's a special exercise of kasuv here that tells us that even though in general, lo mahani, a person violates the Meimed Rachmana, normally lo mahani, but here's a special exercise of kasuv, lo sisa lav chait, that the tshuma does take effect. So just look at Tosin to explain what's going on here. Tosas im eino kadosh nisias chait lama vim tomar neima, we should say nisias chait have mishum ava amemer derachmana. Mean the chait is that's the chait, not because every avera is a nisias chait. So what do you mean? Oh, because it's only nisias chait because there must be a chalos. No, you did a raw yafa that alone is nisias chait. So what he explains here is Amar Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishans. That's a Tosas Rash Mishans. Dehachi perusha im eino kadosh Nisiyas Chayt Lama Ksiv. Why have they right Nisiyas Chayt? Granted, there's a Nisiyas Chayt, but the Torah doesn't have to tell me there's a Nisiyas Chayt. We know whenever you go against the Torah, there's a Nisiyas Chayt. So the fact that they went out of the way to tell me Nisiyas Chayt tells me that not only is there a lav, but there's also a chalos of that lav as well, and that's the drasha Rava learned from here. But in general, Ba'alma, we say that a person who violates a lav does not have a chalos. So then the Gemara says, Ula Bai, according to Bai, how's he going to explain this? Meaning, well, he doesn't need this pasuk here. He says, whenever there's a lav, it is mahani, there's a chalos. So of course, even though a person shouldn't be lo ein tormin ra al yafe, chuma so chuma, because it still has a chalos. So what does he learn from the pasuk, lo tisa alav chayt ba'arimichem? So Bai, the Gemara says, ilav the merachmana of lo tisa alav chayt, had not said that phrase, Abai would have said, Hava mina hachi al merachmana. The Torah says, Ovid mitzah mina muvchor, you should use the yafe for chuma, and ilo avid chote lo mikre, and if you don't do the ra yafe, rather you use the ra instead, that's also not a big deal. You just didn't do the mitzvah in a muvchor, but it's not considered a chet. So therefore, the pasuk had to tell me, no, kamashman, there is taka chet here. Lo sisa alav chet. That's what Abai learned from this drasha. Now we're going to see from this whole discussion that the Abai and Rava agree to every single point here. There's from different angles. At the end of the day, Gemara is going to say, if they all agree, they're just explaining the sukkim differently, so what exactly is nafkamina? So we'll wait till tomorrow's daf, I believe on daf vav, is when we discuss what the nafkamina is. But they're all in agreement, as we're going to see, as we carry through each particular example. So the Gemara goes weiter. There's a din by chuma that you have to take from that particular species. You have to take wine for wine chuma and oil for oil and grain for grain. But you can't do wine for oil and oil for grain. You can't switch them around. That's mimin al she'en amino. The din is damrachmana kol chelav yitzar. And the pasuk then says v'chol chelav tirosh v'dagon. Chel is referring to the fatty, again, the chuma of each one. Yitzar, tirosh, v'dagon are the three main areas of chuma. We've discussed in the past, I don't think I mentioned this in a while, there's a big machlokus we've shown him which fruits, which foods are chayav midiraisa in chuma. I always confuse Rambam versus other Rishonim. One of them holds, I think Rambam holds, midiraisa you only chayav in digancha, tiroshcha, vitzarcha. Digancha is the five grains, tiroshcha is referring to oil or grapes, and vitzarcha is olive oil. Only those three. Shar kol peiros for the Rambam is only chayav in chumas maisas midirabanam. The other Rishonim hold that no, all peiros are chayiv midiraisa, and everybody agrees that yerek vegetables are only chayiv midirabanan. So again, the digan chatiyosh chavitarcha definitely deraisa, yerek is definitely dirabanan, and all other peiros is machlokas whether it's deraisa or dirabanan. But the pasuk says kol chelav yitzar v'chol chelav tirosh v'dagon reishisam asher yitnu l'ashem lacha nisatim. So we see from here litain chelav lazeh chelav lazeh. It says chelav twice in here. So you shout the chaylev of the yitzar, separate from the chaylev of the tirosh, and separate from the chaylev of the dagon. Each one's to be separate, min bimino. And the Gemara learns from here, Tana, the mission Maseches Shumas teaches us clearly that ain tormin min al shein amino. However, vim tarum ain shumas al shuma. It doesn't work to take wine onto grain or to oil. Alma lo mahani. So we see clearly if a person violates a lav, it doesn't work. This is consistent rava, and it's a tiyufta de abaye. So Amr Chabai, Bai says, shiny hasam. No, in general, money. You know, normally it does work. But here is different. Amr Kra, reishisem, reishis lezeh, reishis lezeh. That extra word tells us that each one has a separate reishis. V'chein Amr Rabbi Allah, reishisem is a special pasuk telling me that each one has to be independent, and that's why it doesn't work, l'mahane, but in general it is effective. Ularava, who holds that every time there's a lav, lo mahani, so what does he need the pasuk for? Even without the word reishisem, he knows that the yain onto shemen and the shemen onto dagan won't work. So the Rava, the Gemara explains, ilav damar rachmana, reishisem, had not said the word reishisem, havamin, I would have thought, maybe tirosh v'yitzar, dichsebachelava, hud ein tarim mizelze. There are three groups in the pasuk, but it says chelav only twice. So maybe only chelav yitzar and chelav tirosh don't work, but since it says the word vidagon, and the word chelav is not attached to the word vidagon, maybe there the Gemara says about tirosh vidagon, or dagon vidagon, I don't know, spelt and wheat. Dechad chelav ksibuhu, it says one together, maybe tirosh vidagon can be unified and it's considered min b'imino, and therefore tar mehai mehai. So Kazir Rahman Reishisem, that even Dagon is independent, is viewed as an independent min, and there are three types of minim to work with here. So then the Gemara says, next example, Harei Charamim, we discussed Charamim last Masecht and Erechin, Dam Rahman, the Torah tells me, when you machrim something, an animal or a field or whatever it might be, Lo Yimachav, Lo Yigal, says the Pasuk, you can't redeem it, rather you have to give it directly to the Kohen. Uchnan.
Yeah, the
exactly. Chayim the Kohanim. I'm supposed to go to the Kohen, so I set aside Chayim that's supposed to be given to the Kohen. And I, the Torah says, don't redeem it. You can't redeem it. You must give it to the Kohen. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, we learn this again in Erech and Daf Chavches. Chayim Kohanim ein lem pidyon. There is no pidyon, ela nosin l'Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. Alma lomahani. So we see that the Mishnah is telling us that it won't even work. If you try to redeem it, it will be ineffective. So even though it's a lav, it's lomahani. So that's like Rava, and it's a tiyufta to buy it. So Amalach Abai, Abai says back, no. Shani Hasim, there is different. Damar Rahmana, Kodesh Kodashim Hu, Baviyasu Yehei. The Pasuk tells me it must remain as is, that the Geula doesn't work. In general, had it just said the word Lo Yimachav Lo Yigayel, don't do it. But if you did it, it would have worked. But since it repeats the word Kodesh Kodashim Hi, it emphasizes the Kedusha that's there, that tells us in this particular case, Lo Mahani, the Pidyon will not work. Ula Rava, who doesn't need this pasuk, even without the pasuk with Kodesh Kodashim, he knows that the Mechir and Geula won't be effective, because every time there's a lav, lo mahani. So Ula Rava, he says, hi who, what's the word who teaching me? Lema'ute Bechor, to tell me that Bechor also can't be sold. The Sanya, but Bechor Namar, it says by a Bechor, lo sifta in the pasuk, you can't redeem it. Vi Nimkarhu, even though it's also to redeem it, you could sell it if you wanted. The Nimkarhu, right, even though you can't redeem it, you can't remove the Kedusha, you are allowed to sell the Bechor. But by Meiser Namar, Lo Yigoyel, you can't redeem it, which we understand to mean is, Eino Nimkar, Lo Chayv, Lo Shachav, Lo Tam, Lo Balmum. So it comes to a Meiser Behema, you can't, not only can you redeem it, but you can't even sell it. A Bechor, although you can't redeem it, you are allowed to sell it. So we see from here that So we say just like by Erechin, granted by Erechin, we say that Gula and Mechir doesn't work. By Erechin is the Mefurish Pasuk Lo Yigav Lo Yimacher, but since it says Kodesh Kodashim Hu, it's only by Erechin that that's the case. But there's some other area of the Torah where the Mechir will be effective, namely that of a Bechor, that the Mechir will be effective by a Bechor. That's what he learns from the word Hu, a different topic of selling and redeeming a Bechor. As opposed to Ma'isa Behema, just we always put Ma'isa Behema and Bechor, you always contrast the two or compare the two, although while Bechor, Mechir does work, Mechir does not work by Ma'isa Behema. Okay, next example. Hare Timura, our very Masechta. Damar Rachman, the Torah tells us, Lo Yachlifanim, Lo Yamiro, so don't switch it. V'tana Lo Sha'adam Rashai Lamir, not that you're allowed to, but Eloshim Hemir Mumar, and V'sofik Esar Barim, Alma Mahani. We see that the Lav of Timura does have an effect. Tiyufta de Rava. So Amar Lach Rava, Rava says back, Shiny Hasam, here's different, Amar Krav, Hayahu, Utmuraso Ye Kodesh. That here it says, Dafka, here the Tmura has an effect. The Pasuk emphasizes it's Kodesh, that it will have an effect, but in general it will not have, a lav won't have an effect. Ula Baye, who holds it, even without the Pasuk, when there's a lav, of course it has an effect. So what does he learn from these words here of Hayahu Utmuraso Ye Kodesh? So the Torah tells me, Ilav Damar Rachmana, Vayahu Utmuraso, Havamin, I would have thought, I would think that how effective is Timur? We discussed this yesterday with the Brisker Rav, that if I have animal A, which is Kadosh, now I do Timura and move the Kedusha to B, animal B, I would have thought that animal B is completely Kadosh, and animal A is completely Chul now. That's how I would think the Timur would take effect. And therefore the Pasuk tells me, Hayahu Timuraso Ye Kodesh Kamashmon, that even the initial animal remains Kadosh as well. But it was always a davar pashut for Abaye that animal B certainly will have Kedusha because a lav will create to have an effect. So animal B is Kadosh, but the Pasuk tells me that even animal A remains Kadosh. Next example, Hare Bechor. When it comes to Bechor, a firstborn animal, Damar Rachman, the Torah tells me, Lo Sifta, don't redeem it even though it gets a mum. V'tanan, the Mishnah says, in general, all other kachim that have a mum, yeshlem pidyon, you can redeem them, ultimurosayim, and even the tamura of an animal that's got carbon has a pidyon, if it gets a mum, chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maiser, that these two examples do not have a pidyon. What we see from here, lo mahani, that a person tries to be poda bechor or maiser, it doesn't take effect, and this is tiyufta debay. So Gemara says, no, Amr Lachabai, Bai says, Shiny Hasim, it's different by the Bechor case, Damar Kra, Haim, it says the word Haim, why? Lo Sifta Kodesh Haim, Shebav Yasin Yu, they have to remain Haim and remain as is. This is an example where the Lav will not have an effect. Ularava Haihem Lamali. So Rava knows any lav in general has no effect. Lamahane. So what does he learn from the word heim? So Gemara says that hein craven, hein timrasan craven. Especially because there's a cause of the gabi timur in general. Nothing to do with a lava or not a lava. That when it comes to a bechor, only bechor heim, they themselves are brought as a carbon. But the timura of a bechor is not brought. Even though a timura of other animals are brought as carbonos, a timura of a bechor is not brought because it says heim. Only the bechor themselves are brought, not a timura of a bechor. And a different, whole different discussion. So ulabaye haisvar minale. So then, how is abaye? The word heim is being taught something else for abaye. This is an example. A bechor is an example where lav is lomahani. So the word, has he know the svara that the tmura of a bechor is not brought as a carbon? So the Gemara brings another pasuk. It says by a bechor, it says ach bechor asheivu kar Hashem im shor im sel Hashem who karev ein tmuraso kreva. Another pasuk by a bechor says the word who, that's excluding the tmura of a bechor that's not brought as a carbon. So Rava ein achami. Rava says you're right. Dime ahukra. He agrees that the word who is really the source. The tmura of a bechor is not brought. So we go back to square one now. Ela heim lamli. So what does he learn for the word heim? So the Gemara explains, li made a bechor meiser shen is ariv damam bekol ha'olim. Shekraven legabim mizbech. Let's say you have the blood of a bechor, blood of a meiser that gets mixed together with some other carbon, some other ola. So even though the blood's mixed together, you're allowed to go ahead and be makriv or zorik that blood, even though it's a taruves, and you're allowed to eat the bechor afterwards. That's what he learns from Haim. Haim is even when they're mixed together, as long as it's somewhere there, that's sufficient for a good zrika. So Baye, Hai Sra Minali, how does he know that when it comes to different bloods of a carbonos, we don't say Mevatlan Zelazeh? You could throw them all together as one group. So he says, Lokach Midama Par Midama Sayer. The Pasuk says by Yom Kippurim that after the Kohen Gadol first takes from the par, he sprinkles that blood separately on the Aron. And then he takes the Sayer and then the Aron. Then he goes to the Parochas and then he mixes them together and pours it and sprinkles it on the Mizbech HaZohav. So the Pasuk says, Lokach Midam HaPar Midam HaSayer together. Halo Dam HaPar Meruba Mishal Sayer. A cow is much bigger than a goat. That means there's much more blood of a cow than the blood of the goat. So don't we say that the blood of the cow should be mevata the blood of the sire, and yet so the Torah refers to lakach midama par umidama sire. We acknowledge the dama sire being there, even though the dama sire is a mute. So we see from here mikan leolin shein mevatlin zeze that when two carbonos bloods are mixed together, there is no bittul. Ditanya that the lakach midama par midama sire shehumu ruvani, mix them together divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So that's the source according to Baye that blood is not mevatlin zeze.
Even if they have separately, there would be different types of zirikas in different places, or
so that's a shayla what to do if it's a chatat in ola that the gemara there's two mishas in zivachim. Is it better to do more or less? More could be a violation of Baltosif, less could be a violation of Baltigra. So
no matter what, it's good.
Yeah. So but this is a case where they're going the same place. They're going the same makom. There's no shayla of makom and how many. So then Rava says, no, Hasim, the case of Yom Kippur is not a source of this concept, because Rava holds, Zeh b'fnei atmo, Mizeh b'fnei atmo, Mizeh b'fnei atmo, V'savar l'akribionos. And he thinks you actually don't mix the blood of the Sayer and the Par together, Yom HaKippurim, you actually do them separately, and therefore there's no source from this Pasuk, and that's why he has to use the Pasuk Haim to teach me that two bloods that are Nisarvu, you're allowed to go ahead and sprinkle the blood together. So then the Gemara says, next example, Harei Meiser. Meiser Behema, Dam Rachman Lo Yigal, you're not supposed to redeem that of a Meiser Behema. Utsan, the Mishnah tells us that Yesh Lem Pidyon Lutzmur Sehem, and all carbonos, you could do a Pidyon, and even the Temura of the carbon could have a Pidyon. Chutz Min HaBachor Min HaMeiser, here it doesn't work. So before we brought this Bryson, the Gavi Bachor, now we're talking about Meiser Behema. So if we see Ma'aser Behema, Alma Lo Mahane. It doesn't work. The Pidyon doesn't take effect by Ma'aser Behema to Yufta Debaye. So Amalach Abaye, Baye says back, Amalach, Shiny Hasim, there is different. The Yalef, Avara Mi Bechor, there's a Gzer Shava. It says, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Hashevet by Ma'aser Behema. It says, V'Havarto Kol Pet Derechem by the Bechor. So just like by Bechor, it's Eino Mahane, so too by Gzer Shava, it's Eino Mahane, Lo Mahane by Ma'aser Behema. Even though in general, Baye holds that it would be Mahane. So then the Gemara says, the next example, Harei Hamakdim Chumal Bikurim. We learned in yesterday's daf and 2 days ago that the order of separating the different Matnas Aniyim and Matnas Kuna is you first do Bikurim and then you do Chuma. But let's say the guy jumps the gun and first is Mafresh Chuma before Bikurim. So the din is Harei Hamakdim Chumal Lebikurim. Dam Rachman, the Torah tells me, Mileoscha v'demacha lo sa'acher, don't do out of order. Mileoscha is referring to Bikurim, Demacha is referring to Chuma, do it in that order, don't switch them. Utnan Hamakdim, one who does Mafresh Chuma before Bikurim, Ava Pishu Be'is Be'losase, even though there's a lav there, Masha Asase, what he did had taken effect. So this is like a baye in a kasha to Rava. So the Gemara says, Amar Lach Rava, Rava says, Shani Hasim, there's different, Amar Kra, Mikol Manoseichem Tarimu. So the extra word Mikol is to tell me, even though you did out of order, it will be effective as well. So this is why even Rava would agree in this case from the special word Umikol. Ula Baye, who doesn't need the word Mikol, of course it works. Even though there's a lav, of course it's Mahane, even though you do the Chuma before Bikurim. So what does he need this Joshua for? He said, Mi Bai Lei, Ktamar Lei, Rapapala Baye. Based on another Sugya of Rav of Papata Baye, which is referring to a different din of a Gemara Beta, that let's say, we know there's a certain point in time, Meruach, when you spread out the pile of the fruit. So once you Meruach the pile and from the goren from the outside the threshing field, so then there's a chiv teva. Let's say a guy is mafresh truma before it gets the shear of meruach, will that take effect? And the din is if the guy separates maaser rishon before meruach, so then he actually does not have to give truma gedola. He's pater from truma gedola since there's never meruach. So that's where we learn a special din having to do with the order of maaser and truma.
He doesn't have to give truma's maaser.
Chuma Gedola. Chuma's Meiser he does give, but not Chuma Gedola. If you look at Rashi.
Yeah, but that would make the Levi was marked in the coins. The Levi still has to give Chuma's Meiser.
Right, but not the Chuma Gedola from the Baal. I'm the farmer. So I my fruit are not finished yet, so it's still in the field.
Right.
And I have a nice friend who's a Levi, so I give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi. He gets it.
Right.
And now, but the Chuma, since I did the Meiser Rishon first, I'm actually exempt from having to give Chuma Gedola.
Even after you make, even after you collect it and it's already...
Yeah, because it was never a Chiv Chuma. Since I never was Meiruach the pile, I never finished it, I just gave Meiser earlier before there's a Chiv.
The whatever is left over. What part is not Chayav Truma? The whole thing?
The whole thing, yeah. I have 100 grapes.
Yeah.
So I give 10 grapes to my friend the Levi.
Right.
So he's got 10 grapes. He has to give Truma's Maaser. He gives one of...
Okay.
For me, I'm pater from giving Truma Gedola at this point. I don't have to give 1/50th of the remaining 90.
Ever.
Since I just... There's a gossip. I jumped the gun, so I'm able to circumvent that. If, however, we'll see in a second, let's say I waited for Meruach for the Chiv to kick in.
I think that's it.
And then I try to give Maaser Rishon, and then it's too late at that point. But at this stage...
It's just a
gzeiras hakasuv. Yeah, it's the extra word Mikol tells me. That's what we learn in that from that pasuk. So then the Gemara says, tell me out if that's the case. Afilu hikdimu bikri. So not only if I mocked him to the Levi, the Maaser Rishon, when it's still in the field, but let's say I make my pile, and now it's a real tevel, and there's a chi of chuma, if I mocked the Maaser Rishon, shouldn't that also be a way of having to exempt me from having to give chuma gedola? Nami niftar? So Amar Leah, Abai says, no, Alecha Makra, to you I say, Mikol Matnoseichem Tarimu, that this pasuk is including. In this case, so one case, if I Maktim Maaser Rishon, I'm exempt from Chuma. The other case, if I Maktim Maaser Rishon, I'm actually Chayv in Chuma. So one pasuk is excluding, and one pasuk is including. So it depends, at what stage am I Mafresh in the Maaser? If I'm Mafresh the Maaser before there's ever a Chayv Chuma, then Patim Chuma. If I mocked him the Maaser Rishon after there was already Chiv Chuma, then I'm chayv to still give Chuma. So Gemara wants to know, Ma Ra'isa L'Rabos Es B'Kri L'Hotzi Es HaShibol. And why am I saying by the case of the Kri, where there was a pile and there's a Chiv Chuma, being mocked him Maaser doesn't help, I'm chayv, I'm including that the Chiv Chuma even in that case. And in a case where I mocked him the Maaser Rishon when it's the earlier stages in the field still, and then I'm excluding the Chiv to give Chuma at that point. So Gemara says, Marba ni kri sheshim bechlal digun. I'm including it when it's the stage of the kri, when it's the stage of the pile, because that's when it's already called the digun. That's what digun is called. There's a chiyuv chuma at that point, which is an obvious distinction. Umotzi ani, I'm excluding the case that's shibal, when it's still in the stalks, sheinim bechlal digun. It's not yet called digun. There's no chiyuv chuma yet. And that's why if I'm mak the maaser at that stage, I'm actually pater in chuma gedola. But that's the whole discussion of what Abai does from the extra word, hakol. Then the Gemara says, next example. Hare almana l'koin gadol d'rachmana amar almana grusha, and goes on to say in the pasuk v'chala zona es elo lo yikach, that a koin gadol cannot marry a almana, he cannot marry a grusha. Utan the Mishnah says, b'chol makom sheyesh kedushin, whenever there's kedushin, v'yesh aver, and there's aver as well, havlad holech achar apagum. So this is a very important mission to establishing what's considered mamzer and not a mamzer. What's considered a mamzer is when there is no kedushin at all. When you're not allowed to get married and there's a lav, so let's say brother, sister, any relatives, the kedushin isn't chal, that's a mamzer. But when there is kedushin chal, yet there's an avera, so then the child is not a mamzer. It's pogum, it's a chalab, it's not a mamzer. So this is the klal here. So we know that when a kohen gadol marries a almana, so the child is not a mamzer. The child's a chalab, but not a mamzer. So if it's not a mamzer, it's a chal only, that means the kedushin was chal when the kohen gadol marries an amana. So we see from here, even though there's a lav lo yikach an amana to kohen gadol, the kedushin is still chal. So this becomes a question according to Abaye, according to Rava rather, who holds when there's a lav lo mahani. So Rava says, no, shiny hacha, here it's different by the case of almana lo kohen gadol. The project says, v'lo yichalel zaro, that the Pasuk tells me that no, the Zera only becomes a Chalal, but doesn't become a does not become a Mamzer. So that's the so the fact that it's not a Mamzer from the Pasuk, Mimela, we know the Kedushin works retroactively. So let me explain again. That the question becomes that why, if the Ma'amar HaKohen Gadol Lo'ikach, it's a Lav, so if it's a Lav, the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. And if the Kedushin isn't Chal, that means the child should be a Mamzer. So, but we know that a child of such a marriage is not a mamzer. The child is a chalal. So that means a kedushin is chal. So the kedushin's chal. How could the kedushin be chal if Rava holds that anytime there's a lav, lo mahane? So here we're seeing that the kedushin is effective even though there's a lav. So the Gemara is saying there's a gezeirah shekasa that tells us lo yichal zaro, that the zera is chalal. Now the zera is chalal means the zera is chalal, but it's not a mamzer. Well, if it's not a mamzer, that means the kedushin, we're working backwards, must be the kedushin was effective. And that's why this is not a mamzer. So based on the Gzeres HaKasev, this is an exception where Rava would agree that the Kedushin will be Chal, even though there was an Avera at hand.
Ooh. The same with the regular Kohen with a Grusha.
Same thing, the Kohen and a Grusha. It would be probably a similar drush as well. It would be a similar discussion. So then the Gemara says, well, Abai, according to Abai, who says that whenever there's a Lav, there is a Chalos, so what does he need the Pasuk for here? Neimakra lo yichalel. So, second. So name akra lo yichalel, my lo yichalel, echalo ve'echala. We learn from the word lechal here, it's, you're right, the word itself isn't needed, because of course it's we know that the kedushin will be chal here. But we have an extra drasha from the word. One is that the child is going to be chalal, and one is that the wife, the almana, is going to be a chalala. That's what he uses from this this drasha of lo yichalel. So then the Gemara says we'll do one last one, and then we'll stop for today. Maybe we'll do two even extra. Let's do two more if you guys have the patience for it. So the Gemara then says, "Harei maktish bali mumim lemizbech." A person takes a bal mum, he's maktish. He wants to use it as a carbon. Now we know, of course, you can't be maktish a bal mum for a mizbech for a carbon. So the Achmana Amar kol asher bal mum lo sakrivu. There's a law. The Tani the Brisa says, "Hamaktish bali mumim legabe mizbech apa pishu below sasei masha asa asa." He takes effect even though there's a law. So this is a clear tiyufta to Rava. The Yufta the Rava, the Gemara Samlach Rava. Rava says, "Shiny Hasam, there is different by the Makdish Ba'amum Nuzbech, Damakra, Ulineda Layiratza. Layiratza, such an animal, the Pasuk is referring to a list of different mumim. It said, Vishur Vises, Sarua Vikalit Nidava Tase, also Luneda Layiratza, is not going to work. What's the Drasha? It's a special Xerza Kasa, the Ritui Hudlom Mirata Abal Aval Hamikdash Kadshe. So the Pasuk just tells me it's not a Ritui, it won't be an accepted carbon, but in terms of the Chalos of the Kedusha, that is actually Chal. So that's Xerza Kasa, whereby even Rava will agree, Mahane. Last that Ulabaye, Baye says he doesn't need this pasuk. Of course, even without the pasuk, you know that the kedusha is chal, even though there's a lav. So he says, "Dilo Amar Achmar, the Torah not told us ulaneder lo yiratza, ulaneder lo yiratza have a mina kol over mitzvah kasher." I would think, oh, he went against the mitzvah. Not that there's a lav there, but just he didn't do the best, and it's kasher. It's accepted as a carbon even. Kamash v'lan, that we will not accept this as a carbon, it's just the chalos and the kedusha. Let's do the last one here, then we'll stop. This case where a person takes an animal that's tumim and it's makdish it for the Bet HaGabayis only. He's not makdish it for the Mizbeach. He's makdish it for the Bet HaGabayis to use it, even though it's tumim, to use the value of it for the maintenance of the base of Migdash. Dam Rachman, the Torah tells me not to do this. It says, Nidava Tasosa. So Zeh Kachi Bet HaGabayis. It's only that with this pasuk of Nidava Tasa also is in the context of Baal Mumim. That a Baal Mum could be used as a Nadava, that can be used for Kachi Bedek Abayas. And the Mishnah tells us, HaMakdish Tamimim Bedek Abayas, however, Ava Pishu Below Sasei Masha Asa Asoi, Tiyuf to the Rabba. I mean, what we learn from here is that only a Baal Mum should be used for Bedek Abayas, implying, but a Tamim animal is not allowed to be used for Bedek Abayas. If you want to be Makdish, it must be Makdish for the purpose of Mizbeach. So one who does Makdish a Tamim for Bedek Abayas, even though he violates a lab, it's Chal, the Chalos, it's Chal, and it's a Kasha Terava, Tiyuf to Terava, to which the Gemara answers back, I'm the Achrava, and we'll finish with this. Mimakomo Shinisrabu Bali Mumim Legame Mizbeach, the same source we use, that a Baal Mum is chal from his bech, that neder lo yiratze, but the kedusha is chal, that is the same exact source we're using, this rabba also tamimim le bethe gabayis. So even though one shouldn't be tamim, makdisha tamim for bethe gabayis, if one were to do so, the kedusha will be chal, and even rabba would agree in this particular case.
In the case that he does, in this case that he does, tamim le